What we're trying to do is respect public comment so that we hear what the public says before we vote. Technically, you are supposed to resolve a motion completely before you go to the next motion. There may be something in our book to...
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we table this moment until after public comment. Any discussion on that?
Yes. Okay. I would like to know, does everybody have a copy of this in the room? So they have to say, because I have to extra copy, you know, they have to be done.
Right, then someone could...
Okay,
I don't think there's any debate wanted. Those in favor of tabling this motion, raise your future card. Until after public comment.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Opposed?
None.
All right, programming oversight. The committee report for programming oversight.
Niall and I, but Niall, you have a floor if you want to see. No, I haven't met.
The programming oversight committee, nothing has changed since our last board meeting. We gave you a report then and we presented our motion. It has not yet been voted on. It still stands.
That's right.
Nothing new to report.
I do have a copy of that.
Of the motion?
Of the oversight committee motion that was presented in Long Beach.
Where's Sherna?
Sherna's not here.
Okay, just go to the slide.
I think I have it out in my car.
Okay. You have a single copy?
I have a single copy.
Okay, could I have it, please? And I'm just going to...
I'll read it again, and I'll can if you like.
I want to look at your private list.
Why don't I read half? Okay, I'm going to read the first half, and now I will read the second. And I'm not going to read your, Martin, your side notes. Motion on charge and scope of the program oversight committee. And again, for anybody who didn't hear our banter back and forth, we have not met since the last meeting in Long Beach. We presented this. This was not voted on. So we'll be looking to have this voted on when, as you look at the agenda, voting on pending motions from committees after public comment, just like with the finance committee resolution or motions. Motion on charge and scope of the programming oversight committee. Whereas it is the duty whereas it is the duty of the LSB.
Excuse me, one moment. I did prepare 25 of these, so I'm going to pass.
Oh, good.
Pass them down.
People won't think I'm so foolish.
That's right. Just pass these down.
Okay.
Great. And this is one motion. This is one motion. I'll read the first half, and I'll read the second half. Whereas it is the duty of the LSB to work with station management to ensure the station programming fulfills the purpose of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, parenthetical demographic, and communities, parenthetical geographic, served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, end quote. Okay. Therefore, the four voting members of the committee resolve that the charge of the PROC is the following. It is the responsibility of the PROC to review the policies and procedures developed by the IPC or any subsequent independent PC, meaning programming committee, to assure that they are in conformity with the Pacifica mission, diversity goals, and FCC regulations.
as part of its obligation to assure that the station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner, the PROC should serve as a kind of ombudsman role to deal with differences and or grievances between the program director and the IPC, and to assure an avenue for resolution if and when there is an unresolved conflict between the program director and or the IPC and a current or prospective programmer. The members further recommend that the structure committee and outreach committee should work collaboratively to make recommendations to the LSB on the composition of the community advisory board, whose role is to perform community needs assessment. This suggestion was forwarded to the structure committee in passing such a resolution.
So seeing as the structure committee passed that, and this is one motion, we're looking simply at the two parts. I mean, we're looking at the three, but seeing as the structure committee passed it, that should have some weight. But the issue of the role of the PROC as a type of ombudsman, the other phrase that was bantered about was sort of a court of last resort to deal with individual programmers when their grievances between the programming director, the IPC, and it doesn't get worked out there, it can come to the PROC. And then the PROC with the kind of reviewing the policies and procedures developed by the IPC with a mind towards the Pacific Commission.
This motion comes from a committee. It's moved and seconded. Now a discussion. Leslie. And Sarah. Oh, excuse me. And Harrison.
I have three points on the mission today. First of all, as our lead did, you describe your job as reviewing policies and procedures developed by the IPC and negotiating to the program on the IPC. I don't find the program oversight committee in this chart doing anything but overseeing the IPC. It's not even a study of the visual or on sound, it has no function that the IPC doesn't exist. It seems to me that what the purpose of this committee then is to keep a leash on the IPC. I don't think we need that. I think the IPC and the future PC are perfectly strong bodies. I think the program oversight committee should have several functions outside of monitoring the IPC. My second point is in the third paragraph here, on the tab, is not part of the responsibility job in the first two paragraphs. And I don't know why the program oversight committee is taking this term itself to recommend the structure committee and the outreach committee do something. I don't like the idea of one committee deciding what other committee should be doing. I don't think that should be a point difference. And I also want to ask, there was a general discussion at the RPC and then the POC to obtain a legal opinion regarding the responsibilities of the CAB, the IPC, and the POC and the IPC and the conference there. And I'd like to know whether I'm happy to see that motion or topic or proposal or whatever.
Okay, the Eva is on. Okay. Excuse me, the stack here now is Sarah, Harrison, Niall, Alan, Israel, and Eva. Okay. Oh, Jim is also here.
Okay.
You're bleeding tonight, Jim.
I thought that we already discussed this motion and it was tabled for vote this time. I don't know why we are going to discussion now.
This motion actually was not, as I recall, fully debated and discussed. It was presented by the committee, but I do not believe this discussion took place. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Harrison.
I was the only person to propose the motion to study work at the program committee, and
Actually, that is a motion to amend the wording. Is there a second to that?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We'll have more discussion and come back to that vote to see if people are also discussing that amendment. Well, yes, you can vote your objection. All right, Niley, let's go to Alan.
In terms of how this was drafted, I don't know if people recognize that the first paragraph, whereas is the duty, since there's really bad typo there, is the duty of the LSB, quote, that's from the bylaws. Okay, so it's the duty of this body, the local station board, and then there's the quote. Okay, this is the programming oversight committee, right, which is one of the mandated committees that we formed, and it has responsibilities. The spirit of the declaration was to let the IPC and then the PC do what it's doing, but that this body, the LSB, has simply the duty, as we've interpreted it, that the policies and procedures put forward by the IPC or the PC are in conformity with Pacific Emission, diversity goals, and FCC regulations. If you want to abandon those on the LSB, then say so. In other words, you could have an IPC that's going to declare that we're going to have all music programming. Okay? Okay? And this body is responsible to check that. The Programming Oversight Committee is the committee that's going to review that. That's all the first paragraph says. Okay? That's all the primary first paragraph says, Leslie. The IPC will do its job. It's an elected body, but if it completely abrogates its responsibility to the Pacific Commission for Diversity Goals and FCC regulations, this body, according to the bylaws, checks it. Okay? That's the LSB, and the committee makes a report to this. The committee has no power to check the IPC. The LSB does. It makes a report to the committee.
Okay, we're not going to have crosstalk. Are you finished?
No, not finished.
Go ahead.
About 10 seconds. Okay, I'll pass the second paragraph. I obviously don't feel as strongly about. That's a little bit more of a creative spark that occurred at the meeting. But the first paragraph, I think, stands by, and I do not understand the objection to it.
Israel.
We have a number of problems here because we have a number of problems for a number of reasons. One is on, is that one? Because the elections were held differently, the confusion over the functions of these bodies is not at all clear, and I need the terminology. Programming, and we have all the issues of personnel and counseling. The whole number of important issues here which need to be carefully thought out in terms of what we want to do before we get totally more ensnared in what we already have of various bylaws and elections and committees. I see a lot of conflict and waste of time unless we clarify in a simple, direct way with, of course, feedback and correction possibilities of what we're trying to do with the whole programming area. And therefore, I hope I'm not ready to just say yes or no on this until it's real clarity that we all understand that we're on the same page in this. I don't think we are, including issues that aren't even being brought up that are behind some of these things. So, we're fighting off a big area here which we need to carefully chew before we digest, not to feel assimilated.
Thank you.
Call the question, please.
The question has been called for. First of all, we have an amendment that we would have to deal with. So I'm going to assume that the question that's been called is on the amendment that Niall made. Yes. Okay, so if you wish...
I'm calling the question on totality.
On the totality, including the addition of the four words in regards to programming.
That's right.
Is there a second to the call of question? Okay, we're now going to vote simply on closing debate. Only those who wish to call the question and close debate on this motion, raise your cards. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opposed? Okay. So let me see. This is like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10.
It fails anyway.
Anyway, it fails. It needs 2/3. Let's return to the stack. Now, the problem we have is the 40 minutes for reports from committee is exhausted. So we'll have to get kind of unanimous consent to extend for 10 minutes or something. All right, David has a point of order. Yeah, let me refresh our memory. We said that the times here would be our guide, but that the body could extend if it wishes.
Right.
And so, if the body wishes to extend this, someone would have to make a motion for a specific amount of time. We'd have to see if there's agreement. Yes. Yes, only if the... Well, it's the agenda item.
I move to add 20 minutes to this agenda item.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we add 20 minutes to the agenda item on committee reports. Any discussion? Yes.
I would amend that to allocate time for the report so that we don't get in 20 minutes and we can do it or not.
You can do that later on. Let's deal with it.
Yeah, well, I think her point is that there may be unanimous agreement that all of the remaining divide the additional time. Is that what you're saying? That each gets some of that time as opposed to simply all of it going to this committee report. Is that your... Is there kind of unanimous consent that we distribute this time to... I'm sorry, David, I couldn't understand you. Well, it's not helpful if you're going to speak but refuse to be heard. I don't understand that.
I accept the friendly amendment. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. That was seconded. Okay. And let's just go to a vote on the proposal. Those in favor, raise your cards. Okay. Let's repeat because there's confusion.
I move to add 20 minutes to the agenda.
Excuse me. One moment. You're out of order. Actually, it's Jen. I think Jane wanted Jen to repeat the motion, right? Okay. Raise your cards. Okay, we don't need to vote. Let's go ahead. Eva was next on the stack.
Okay. Just 5 minutes.
We can't do it in 5 minutes. So I don't know how we're going
to do it. I think it's really important to make the decision that the IMB is responsible for ensuring that the mission of the citizens and not anyone committing. I think it's well more the work of the Inter-Provo Council rather than the Oversight Committee. With regards to APC, from time to time. When there's a conflict between the program director and a programmer, what I think is important is the program council put in place progressive discipline, recognize progressive discipline in your union contract for staff. And if they can resolve it through progressive discipline, it goes to mediation or whatever. So it's really a key that the work of the program council. On the issue of the community advisory board, I want to remind all of you that this is $3.5 million of Pacific Network that is that's accounted here. This body needs to be put in place. I believe Dan Collins sent out a memo saying that this is the responsibility of the LSB, so it's really crucial that the LSB understand that their responsibility to put this community by the board in place. Thank you.
Okay, next.
Yes.
No.
David, would you speak up? Because
I was trying to understand the comment that it had to be formed by September, and the only time that the EDF is on the appointment is that body has to be reported by the 30th.
Okay, let's finish this stack, Jim.
Okay. I'm a big procedure guy.
You're what?
I'm a big procedure guy.
Procedure guy.
If I remember correctly, if you're saying that this TOC is supposed to be an outgrowth to the LSP, I don't remember there ever being a debate on this issue. Okay, the primary problem is these guys are on the microphone, they make their speeches. Okay, I tried to interview every one of them after they talked because I wanted to see their audience. And that was not allowed. I talked to one person. All right? They also passed around a resolution, which he said it didn't happen. I don't remember. Okay, I don't think Abelson's resolution was compliant from what I've seen in the notes of these meetings. Okay? All right, now, it also says to hurt the state's chance. EVA has not been at any of these meetings to discuss these throughout the RPC and the LSP. She was not at the meeting between the POC before they met with the RPC. Our model was only at the POC meeting from my revenue. He was not at the POC IPC meeting. So in my opinion, I believe that this does not imply the real assumptions. There has been no clear debate on anything. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to interrupt this stack for a moment and read something that the chair's got about LSB responsibilities, just for clarity. To work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic and community geographic. It's in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also in the resolution. It's directly out of the mandate. So I think we should keep in mind that the LSB mandate.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to
so we'll just
Terry
and do nothing. No.
I'm going to offer a substitute motion. I'll explain that in the therefore line of this resolution, it says that the charge of the Oversight Committee is, which tends to limit.
Paragraph? Okay.
The therefore line. It says the charge of the PROC is the following, which tends to limit the committee to what it follows. I think there's been enough discussion about the ombuds role to indicate that that needs more work in that committee. The structure committee issue, the CAB issue has already been referred to the structure committee. Therefore, I propose the following substitute motion, keeping the entire whereas portion as stated, except for any typos.
Including Niles in regards to...
That would also be dropped.
Yeah, that would be dropped.
So, therefore, the duties of the Programming Oversight Committee shall include to review the policies and procedures developed by the IPC or any subsequent independent program council, and the policies and procedures developed by station management to assure that they are in conformity with the Pacifica Mission, diversity goals, and FCC regulations.
No, here's what the chair is going to point out, that in the constraints of our time, I don't think this is going to be possible to be dealt with at this meeting. I believe we should actually build on this at a subsequent meeting. Because to have a substitute motion, and Harrison now wanting to make an amendment to the substitute motion, with when we only gave this another 5 minutes, it would be preposterous to think that we could go on. I'm wondering if the board would like to take this, have Terry and others work on it, and come back with something more concrete at a subsequent meeting.
Refer it back to the committee.
Referring it back to the oversight committee, but of course all members can go. Okay, now I was just trying to give us a little bit of direction here possibly. I'm going to recognize Harrison and then Israel. Harrison? Motion was made, and then an amendment was offered. The stack got a little bit. So apparently, the body wants to go ahead with this discussion. Okay. Okay. All right.
Nothing was seconded.
All right then. What was your point?
It is seconded mine.
There was not. You seconded.
My motion.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. All right, let's sort this out. There was a substitute motion on the floor coming from Terry. I did not recognize the amendment from Harrison, but we do have the substitute motion. Was that seconded?
No, it wasn't seconded.
One second. Okay, so we have that substitute motion on the floor. The chair was just aware that the time constraints are going to make it difficult. So we have the substitute motion seconded, and we can return to the stack and discuss that. We also had a motion from Sarah to refer everything back to the committee, which was seconded by Ed. However, this substitute motion was the first one we heard. Therefore, we'll have to have the body decide. What I want to find out is whether the body wants to go ahead and consider the substitute motion that was seconded, or wants to go to a motion to table. And I'm going to get what I call the will of the body. We've got to cut through this parliamentary procedure. We've got to cut through it. I'm asking for the will of the body here. Is the will of the body to continue with the substitute motion and process it, or to entertain the motion to refer to committee. How many want to continue to consider the substitute motion and this issue? Raise your cards. One, two, three, four, five, six.
You seconded mine.
Okay. Cards down. How many want to entertain the motion to refer to committee? Raise your cards.
The committee members want to refer.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay. The will of this body is to entertain the motion to refer to committee. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Yes.
Now, before we come to you, Margaret, let me just point out, Terry spoke, Ed spoke. Yes, Margaret, you're next. Go ahead.
I'll be very quick. I won't say what I initially wanted to say, except to say that when it goes back to the committee should consider what the questions, et cetera, raised by the board to see if they could come back with language that would take that into consideration.
We want your comments. Please send them to us.
You are on the stack, Leslie. I can absolutely assure you, you are. In fact, doesn't that say, Leslie? Okay, Margaret has spoken. Now, Leslie, yep. Speaking to the motion to refer to committee, and then apparently Jane and...
What about information? We already voted on the motion, and it was passed.
No. You misunderstood. The motion was whether to go with the process of a substitute motion or to entertain the motion to refer to committee. Now we're discussing that motion, and we're going to move to a debate as soon as someone, you know, calls the question.
Call the question.
Okay, Leslie has the floor.
Call the question.
All right, but Leslie was recognized before the question was called. Leslie.
I think quite comfortably the first two paragraphs of this back to the committee. That's not my concern. My concern is that if you send the cap portion back to committee, it'll get caught up. I'd like to send first two paragraphs back and entertain discussion about the cabinet entering around evening.
I'm sorry, that motion is out of order because we actually have a motion to refer the entire deal. If you want to defeat this motion, fine, but...
Well, I'd like to amend it.
No, I don't accept it.
Well...
No, it's not friendly.
It's really not amendable, referring to committee. Either you refer it or you don't refer it.
Yeah.
Now, someone has called the question. Is there a second?
Yes.
All right, this is a vote simply to close debate and refer this back to the Programming Oversight Committee. Those were simply now calling the question. How many want to close debate and call the question? Raise your cards.
Okay, one, two.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Opposed? Okay, debate is closed. Let's go to the motion to refer to Oversight Committee. Those in favor of referring this to Oversight, raise your cards. I'm sorry. Those in favor of referring this back to the Programming Oversight Committee, raise your cards. No, we close debate on the question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 11, 12, 13. Opposed? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. 13 to 6. Okay. Yes. Okay. The chair recognizes Bill, who has not
spoken. All the comments that we have here, including
No. Referral to committee was the committee's report and motion to us. We're sending it back to that committee, and they will take the comments that were made in this body. But
we don't have to hold up anything on the CBA until our committee.
Of course not.
No, that's right. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
All right, now, we need to do a time check on our agenda the next... That's right. The next report... Excuse me.
The next report is Structure Committee.
Yes, the next one is Structure. Structure Committee, and we have very little time for this report, unfortunately. But who is making the Structure Committee report? Okay, Jerry.
Okay, the Structure Committee report was delivered at the prior session of this meeting. It was mentioned that there was a minority report. Both the Structure Committee report and the minority report have been distributed to the LSC. So there's four motions from the Structure Committee and some alternate motions on the minority report. The Structure Committee would like the LSC to approve this motion.
If I'm not mistaken.
And I suppose I can read them fast enough.
Yeah. And here are some of them.
Both of course are two days. And the minority report is so detailed that it would probably be referred back to me.
Yes. Here.
Second page.
Okay,
you
want to
read it?
The committee is resolved to the committee bring policy recommendations and a general implementation plan to the LSC for approval. If approved, committees are empowered to fulfill the plan. Further resolve that potential voting members may be nominated by the committee or the LSC, but must be elected by the LSC. There's a minority report on this question. Second resolution, resolve that the LSC form a committee that will review and recommend policies and procedures related to the workplace that are not covered by the union contract, including but not limited to temporary and volunteer staff. There's a minority report on this question. The third resolution resolved to the stand. The remaining resolutions are unanimously approved by the Charter Committee. Resolved that a standing advisory committee shall be established to be named the Committee on the Arts. That the initial membership of the committee shall be 5 LSC members elected by STB. That the convener of the first meeting shall be the member receiving the most votes, and that the duties of this committee shall include A, to explore and make recommendations to the LSC in order to provide an outlet for the creative talents of the community. The fourth resolution brought forward by the Structure Committee is resolved that the duties of the KPFK LSC Structure Committee shall include A, to develop and recommend processes for the functioning of the LSC and its committees, including but not limited to matters related to committee membership, meeting times, meeting locations, and other procedures. B, to recommend the establishment of committees and draft appropriate language for consideration by the LSC upon request of any LSC member. And C, to perform other such related tasks as the LSC may assign and to report and recommend to the LSC as circumstances require. The final resolution brought forward by the Structure Committee is resolved that the KDFK Local Station Board shall hold a regular meeting each calendar month, that it shall alternate its meetings between weekday evening and weekend day, that in even months it shall meet on the first Thursday evening of the month beginning at 7 p.m., and that in odd months it shall meet on the second Sunday of the month beginning at 1 p.m.
On stack we have Jim and David.
All right, Jim, okay, let's make sure that we have
is there staff. Margaret? Margaret, Jane, Leslie, and Harrison. Then Zach, you were first. Yes.
Okay. I don't think there's enough definition in that or precision, because I think we're going to have all kinds of problems handling that motion of the standing. And the union, the management, et cetera, all the way down the line. And I think that's a really good example of micromanagement. Number four, where it says, to perform other such related tasks as the LSP may assign, and to report and recommend to the LSP. If you look at the CIA charter, that's what it says to over operation.
Did you get Jerry?
Well, I think that if we're going to deal with the obvious and the university, et cetera, then if you have to be the inclusion of clear charge, so they should be involved as well on the formation of development, which is the deployment of the community advisors. I think it would be a general number two, to me, the main content of the fight to the Democratic government to consider that clearly related to the question of regional structure, which has a lot to do with what are the policies of the government, the way the work gets done. So, for example, we need to decide what kind of shoes we're going to make here at this point, because you can't have anything to say about the way production happens. I think the way production happens is sort of the crucial item. So I think it is a good idea to be a committee at the local board to look at that, because it's actually directly related to the question of management. And we had a discussion with a lot of federal and national board directors, and the question was, where is the LSE's charge over the structure of the station and the way work that's going to come in? And they all said, oh, that comes from the management review. You set policies and set expectations of management to implement certain things and not to make the solid state of the view. But we didn't even have any choice to do that, and I don't think that's really going to happen in the next review. So I'm strongly in favor of that one. And the only thing I don't understand and I'm not clear on is when it says that the approved committees are empowered to the committee to follow the recommendations and implementation plan of the CLP, if the approved committees are empowered to fulfill the plan. Is what that saying that the committee can basically say,
Margaret?
Well, could we just have clarity from someone on the committee? He asked a direct question. Jan, so that he asked a direct question. Just very quickly answer the question.
It doesn't carry through. For instance, if there was a volunteer committee and the committee said, go out into the community and distribute folios that once the committee do it, they don't want to do it. They don't have to come back here and say, we want to do it in Long Beach at a theater or whatever. But once we promise to do it, they don't want to do it.
Thank you. Margaret.
Is there a 2-minute limit?
Yes, on time, on speakers. Yeah, we have him.
You are on the stack.
We have him on the stack, yes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, you want to go on the stack, Jen? Yes.
You right. are on the stack already.
Okay. Go right ahead, Margaret.
Yeah, I have a number of questions on this committee report, and really, frankly, don't feel prepared to take action on this evening. I'm looking at point on number four. I mean, it really seems to be doing some of the job that committees themselves, you know, should be doing, it seems to me. You know, it seems to be kind of searching for purpose in a way. Looking at point number four. On point number two, I didn't quite hear all of what they said, so I'm not quite sure if I'm in agreement or not, but it seems to me as though, given the charge of the board, that what we should be looking at, or what the committee should be looking at, are procedures that are established so that if there are policies and procedures that are not covered by the union contract, then it seems to be the job of the people on the ground whose responsibility it is for the day-to-day running of the station to develop those policies that then the LSB can review and comment on. You know, so it seems to be coming, you know, it seems to be coming from the other way around other than what is worded here. You see what I'm saying? And that seems to be the right way. As a volunteer, as one of the volunteer people at the station, I think myself and other volunteers would really, frankly, feel better, you know, about that situation.
Israel. Thank you. Israel.
Yeah. Number five, Terry, you consider this inserting the word self-vote at least one regular meeting, at least one.
What?
Number five.
Yeah.
Insert the word at least one regular meeting instead of a regular meeting.
Where is that?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand what he said?
I understand.
But we can't do it this way. It has, yeah.
Then on number two, again, I didn't hear all that James said either. I'm not sure, but it seems to me that this issue might really still taken up by the management committee rather than forming another committee, unless it's a very specific kind of issue, in which case that isn't clear from this.
Next, Jan.
We want to minimize committee's effect when they have a function either to cover an area or a particular problem in an ad-hoc committee. So that's a comment on nothing there. Otherwise, it seems to me, as I see it, such a committee is not sort of what they call a way of the mean, like a way of the mean committee in another context. Mm-hmm. So, something to direct.
Okay, 2 minutes
to go.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to table this discussion.
Yes, it is an order because a motion can be made at any time during discussion. I mean, a staff helps the chair, but it's not in cement. Oh, absolutely. Well, why did you think you couldn't?
I thought I had to make my turn to staff.
Oh, I see. I understand. I see your point that a motion can only be made by someone who's been recognized in order.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Let's do follow this through, and then we'll close the stack after. Read them out.
Okay, I have Jane, Jan, Leslie. No. Harrison, Terry, Fernando, Ed, Grace, and Nile. So, and it's 9:05.
And the 20 minutes. 20 minutes are up.
Yeah. So
the next one is Jane.
Jane.
We can't.
This is J- Julie, we've used our time up, haven't we?
Yeah.
All right, one moment, please. Jane, one moment. One moment. We specifically set some time allotments, which we have now exhausted. The body is in control of its own agenda, but it's my responsibility to point out that unless we extend time on this, we would have to leave it according to a decision we made earlier. We've exhausted, excuse me, now just a moment, let me see if I can do it. Julie, have we exhausted the time for the entire agenda item?
Yes.
Julie is our timekeeper, and therefore it would take an extension on this agenda item, which is committee reports, or we would have to table all of the rest of committee reports. So the body needs to decide what it wants to do now. I could get, instead of a motion, I could actually get another, is it now 9:05, is it?
Yes,
9:10. And let's just look at the agenda. We have committee reports, you know, setting the next time and so on. Margaret Prescott's motion, just revisiting that. Public comment. And then
no, we have PNB.
And then PNB, that's right, PNB in Texas in early June, and so on. So I don't know if this is, I do not know if this is according to Robert's Rules of Order, but I want to get a sense of the body. I just want to get a sense of the body, because it gets too complicated if we use, not your body, just don't get excited, a sense of the body. I want the discussion, or excuse me, the vote to be extending debate on committee reports or tabling this report and others until a future meeting. Okay, a point of information.
We have 15 minutes.
Exactly. For the entire meeting.
So we should just know that that's the context.
That is right. So I'm just going to ask for a will for the sense of the body. Raise your cards if you want to extend time on committee reports and continue this process. If you want to extend time on committee reports, raise your cards. Those who wish to table, and we can do it in a formal way, other committee reports to the next meeting, raise your cards.
Huh?
May I vote? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. All right. It's very clear. Now, before we move the agenda, I want to make one comment. Never, ever will I create an agenda again. I just want to pledge to the body. I will not make an agenda again like this one where it is clear there's not enough time to handle all the reports. This would have to be about a 70 or 80 minute agenda item. So we've definitely learned from that. Go ahead, Terry.
It appears that I did not get the Structure Committee Minority Report. Are there any other members who need a copy of the Minority Report, and is there anybody who has one?
Okay, now I want to make a motion.
I would make a motion that we move directly right now to public comment. For 30 minutes of public comment, because we didn't get any at the last board meeting, and
we did.
I was here 3.5 hours, and I didn't hear it.
Well, don't you remember Lawrence Reyes facilitated public comment?
Yeah, after 3.5 hours.
No.
Well, in any event, we won't argue about that.
I move that we go straight to public comment, and immediately after that, we vote on the four motions that were on the table last meeting. Does anybody want to second that motion?
Well, I just want to remind the body. That
nobody seconded.
Yeah, that Margaret Prescott's motion was not included in the last sense of the body. It was the agenda item 4 that we have tabled. Margaret has waited to have her motion revisited. I'm just concerned about that. But in any event, the motion that Niall made was that we move directly to public comment. I don't think there was a second.
No.
What is it?
The problem is what we're going
to
vote on.
Yeah, well, we know we only have one thing to vote on. One moment. I'm going to ask. Please, yeah, order so that we can hear. A point of order that Donna had?
Yeah, the last two committee reports, I think before we make a vote, we should ask people who are going to present the report, if it's possible, to table those reports, or if they have to be heard from this body.
We already did that. It's out of order.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Donna. We actually have resolved that. Let me just explain that those reports that are being tabled are structure, programming oversight, management evaluation, and outreach. And those would be presented, hopefully, in some kind of refined and final form that we can consider at the next LSB meeting. And I'm going to give us plenty of time to do it. Now, the motion which failed for lack of a second. Okay, what Niall's motion was that we immediately move to public comment, stepping over Margaret Prescott's motion on composition of LSB committees.
So what would we vote on subsequent to that?
You mean before that?
What four motions?
Four motions.
But that's a different issue.
No, she said table those.
There are four motions from the Finance Committee that were processed